So let's start from the beginning again. Losh losh isa b'shemen. A person, when he made the dough, he kneaded it in. He used oil in the dough, or dvash, or honey, chalav, milk, shuman, fat, chema, butter, b'shar meperis, or other fruit juices. I just want to point out, using shuman, which is flay sugar, using chema, which is milchik, there is an isser to make milchik of bread or flay sugar bread, because we're afraid the person might, by mistake, use it and eat it with the wrong gender, milchik with flay sugar, flay sugar with milchik. If it's made in a small amount, which can be consumed in one meal, or if it's made with a very clear simen, that will be able to the obvious that it's milchik or fleishig, so then there's what mokum to be made. Oh, that's why you'll find that there are milchik and fleishig breads, there are milchik breads out there, which that the various different hashkacha organizations give hashkacha to. They're being made based on the fact that there's some type of hacker. So you can make a cheese Danish, which is quite milchik, because it's so obvious that the cheese is Danish that people will not come by mistake and eat it with fleishigs. Okay, so a person made it with these different types of liquids, and this is talking about that these liquids are in the dough itself. Okay, so the chayadim is someone in a case where that was the primary liquid that he used when he made the dough. So as opposed to having it flour and water, it was flour and fruit juice. But even if there was a little bit of water as well, but the primary element was this fruit juice, so that's going to lend itself a strong flavor. Now, the Rambam does say that just, unless it's one of the Zion Mashkin, it's would be considered regular bread according to the Rambam. This halacha is only specifically if it's one of the Zion Mashkin. So Shemen, Dvash, and Cholov are from the Zion Mashkim. Chema is milk as well, but other meperis would not be so. Lamaisa, minik Rashkanazim, is if the way you're making the dough, it has a significant flavor, which is very, very strong, noticeable flavor, so then it's considered possible to be kistan. The dough was made only with water. So he made it in the way, the shape that you could put a filling in, like a tart or a tort. So now he doesn't mean only if you put water in, but it means even if the dough was made like a regular dough, which is flour and water, but since there is a filling, that changes its status. Or even if, again, it wasn't a flavored dough, the dough was flour and water. And there was no filling. He made it very thin. So he gives us two examples of that. Again, the hoizen blazen, I do not know what they are. Or a kichel, so it's a thin dough. Shalonu v'oifin osam betaner, and they bake it. V'oichlin osam rakli kinoch. People tend to eat it as more as a dessert than as a regular bread function. So calls in the kapasva bakistan veno lechem gomer. This is not full fledged bread. It's kapasva bakistan. Lechem gomer ain by echem mitzrayim oelu. Lechem gomer doesn't have any one of these elements in it. These are not lechem gomer. I'm going to skip the parentheses for a moment. If you eat less than four bayim's worth of it, so it's not considered, it does not function as bread because of the fact you're eating a small amount and it's something which does not tend to be a meal type of bread. A mainstay of a meal type of bread, so therefore, the person does not need to wash his hands, which bread requires. He does not say hamoitzi. He says mazonos. not like bread, and he says alamecha, he does not bench. So in those three halachas that bread will be different, this is not considered bread in regards to any of them. So the Chayalim does say if a person eats four bayim, which is already a significant amount, that's already approximating eating it for the purpose of satiation. So now it's functioning like bread, and as we explained, therefore it reverts back to its status of being bread. A few points need to be clarified in regards to this Chayalim message, and we will do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.